Today we're talking about Drake, Scottie Pippen's divorce, Jay-Z, Serial, Shirlene Quigley, and Q's with their butts out on today's Headlines with Headliners.
You're not supposed to dance at the first part. It's this part.
Anytime I hear music, I naturally dance. It was the pre-creep.
I wonder if this song is doing more numbers now than it's ever done. You know, because we just played off stream. We give it a stream a week. Do you listen to the song at any other time?
Yeah. It's a poet dudes, and no, that's not me. I'm kicking in Kanisha and Teron Von Gossery. We in the building getting it on BHL. I try to tell you because it's hot in here like hell. No AC, and I'm sweating in the building. Finna take a drink of this, and I'm straight up chilling. What up, y'all?
Hey!
I might as well introduce myself. I am Nate Jackson, the man with the plan for Wildin' Out on Thursday nights on MTV, and I'm here with two beautiful people. Introduce yourself.
I am Teron Von Gossery. Actually, that's how you can find me, at I am Teron Von Gossery, all across the social media atmosphere. And find me Mondays and Thursdays at the Laugh Factory. And of course,
the diva,
the lovely,
the diva,
the lovely,
the dime.
Hey everybody, it is your girl Kanisha Buss, and you can find me at All Dev Digital or on Sirius XM and on all social media outlets at Kanisha Is Comedy.
Yes, she is. So what y'all been up to, man? I missed last week's show.
Real quick, last week's show actually hit over 2,000, it hit over 2,000 more views than usual. And I don't want to say it's because
I was gone
here, but Nate,
maybe that's why.
Organic,
do you have
chemistry.
Any other things that may have helped the analytics?
I have no idea why
it
so
just
many
hit.
More people, over 2,000 more views than we usually get. So
we had a really strong thumbnail for last week's show. I saw it.
The Compton thing.
That was it.
But there's been other thumbnails that I thought would pop off, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but Compton.
Yes, yeah, Surviving Compton.
You think people are just sitting there Googling Compton all the time?
I think that, I mean, Michelle Leigh got a lifetime deal or something like that with them because the content was so solid. You get to see a whole nother angle of something. And clearly, showing other angles of stories is a hot topic. We'll get into that a little later in the show.
Let's go for
but
it.
Yeah.
Let's get into story number one. Lots of words on story number one, so bear with me. Two birds, one stone isn't just a cliche anymore. It is a diss track by Drake. That's right. The sensitive heartthrob has directed towards Young Money, Good Music beef. His targets seem to be former half of the group Clips and current Good Music president Pusha T, one-time good friend and current rehab resident Kid Cudi, with lines like, "But really it's you with all the drug dealer stories. That's gotta stop, though. You make a couple of chops, now you think you El Chapo." Directed at Pusha T in response to his HGTV diss. The beef is heating up. However, people on social media have taken exception to Drake talking about Kid Cudi, given his current status.
Kid Cudi's in rehab right now. And people are really upset that Drake included Kid Cudi in the stuff because Kid Cudi's not in a place to defend himself or getting his life back together. And I don't even know where this beef stemmed from. It stemmed from Kid Cudi having words and things to say about Drake at a time, saying he basically fathered Drake's style in a lot of way. And that was years ago.
It was 2 years ago.
I mean, they're boys. Look at the picture.
They were boys.
I
mean, to the point where Drake used to shout out Cudi on tracks that he wasn't even on.
Yeah.
He'd shout out Cudi.
You know, here's the problem. Drake is a picture-taken dude.
Yes, he is.
Like, he has pictures with everybody in the industry. So when the beef pops off, he's got this great picture with him. He has a great picture with Meek Mill.
Well, of course, because Meek Mill and Drake were one-time friends, too. But at this point, after everything that's going down, I no longer blame Drake for stuff like this. Like, I blame Meek Mill for the Meek Mill-Drake beef. And I'll tell you why. Meek Mill's now engaged in beef with The Game. He's engaged with beef with, like, across the board. He's engaged with beef with Wale. Wale seems to be, the nicest, earthiest, down-to-earth guy.
Mm-hmm.
If you're beefing with Wale, at some point, it's not everyone else. At some point,
No.
Wale's
not Eric Benet. Wale is still a dude from South Florida with a head full
of
dreads.
He's not from South Florida. He's from D.C., PG County.
And that's even worse.
It is.
I mean, sometimes.
But what you have to understand, they're emotional for Meek. It is, when he got into beef with Drake and he got into beef with Wale, it was because they didn't retweet his album and things like that.
Emotional.
So it was more emotional. So I just feel like he's having problems in his friendships. And he
what he didn't understand at the time was, because he had previously been retweeting all of their stuff.
Yes.
So when it was his turn, in his mind,
They should have supported
him. His beef with Wale was over the retweet. His beef with Drake was something totally different.
Well, it had to do with his album, and then he was like, and he doesn't even write his own rhymes.
Yeah,
but
that's
he's saying
initial...
that he didn't support. That was his initial support, was he didn't support
Drake's
them.
Beef with Pusha T stems from Pusha T going at Drake from the get-go. There's been this little rivalry between Young Money and Good Music that started way back with Lil Wayne when Lil Wayne was on top. And had words with Kanye. And even though there's a friendship that's still underlying there, with Pusha T and Drake, there's no love lost. Like, Pusha T really doesn't seem to like Drake. And Drake has just come back. And I can see why, because Pusha T, he's actually from Virginia. And where he comes from, that realism, he really did come at the tail end of the realist movement, that gangster music stuff. I mean, he has some of the most gangster songs.
Yes.
To the point where he didn't even like
from
doing
hood
the song
to hood grinding. And yard to yard.
But he didn't even like doing that song. Like, he thought that wasn't a street enough song for him, right?
Right.
So he didn't like Drake's emotional content. To which I say, if you don't like something, just don't listen to it. Like, you don't have to listen to it. Even DMX went at Drake and then understood where Drake was coming from and then became Drake's friend. DMX actually went on The Breakfast Club and apologized to Drake. I'm not saying Drake's the easiest guy to get along with. I'm just saying that a lot of people seem to go with Drake now that he's on top. And we need to stop that in hip-hop because you don't see rock stars doing something like that.
I think it's I think everybody's going at Meek Mill because he's low-hanging fruit. He's at a stepping stone now because Drake, off of roasting Meek Mill, put himself in the conversation.
He put himself in the conversation, but still, that was the weakest
when people say,
ever.
Who
Come
are the
now.
Best people doing this right now?
Drake was doing, actually, Meek Mill took Drake out of the conversation because at one time, there was a strong argument for Drake being one of the top lyricists until we found out he wasn't writing his own rhymes. So he can no longer be in the conversation of best lyricist or best MCs because you're a pop star, you're not a rapper.
Thank you. That's what he's an entertainer. He is not a rapper to me. He is just an entertainer.
His
for somebody
says now too. Now, by
yeah,
the way.
But for somebody
it
like Pusha T,
the word rapper.
Yes, but somebody like Pusha T or somebody these people that have come
he's
up
a rapper.
And then he
Pusha
starts
T
with
a rapper.
Started right. from the bottom. Now we're here, and you started from mid level. Like to watch people portray things that I feel like aren't them. I've always felt like Drake is an actor and a entertainer and not really a rapper. I would go after him too. I'm not really a fan of Drake. I've never been a fan.
I mean,
of Drake.
I'm a Drake fan because I enjoy greatness. And I like Pusha T a lot. Pusha T has some, Popeyes is one of my favorite songs. I like Pusha T, but Drake is on top right now, and people keep going at Drake as if he's going to just, what's he supposed to do, sit back and take it? Like, people are using a lot of euphemisms and a lot of cliches and stereotypes because of Drake and where he came from or the color of his skin because it's lighter than theirs. Mm-hmm. And they're using that, like, because he's not a street dude, he doesn't have a street sensibility. And that's something that we have to take away. But more importantly, in hip-hop, I just feel like all this beef is really not conducive of anything. Why don't we all get together? Like, I wish Drake and Chris Brown were friends and making good music. I wish Drake and Meek Mill were still putting out hits. I liked it when people used to collaborate. That there used to be a time, Redman and Method Man, people getting together. You know what I'm saying? One of the best tracks is when Raekwon had Nas, everybody on that one track, and was just killing it. But now it's not like that. People are beef. And before, hip-hop beef used to be friendly. Like when Nas and Biggie beefed, It came out, kicking in the door, waving the 4-4. Mm-hmm. We got that song out of it. Now we're just getting a lot of,
I think Kendrick ended it by going on a group song and roasting everybody in the industry.
Yeah, and I feel like it's
roast.
Not even...
He just said what a rapper should feel. Rap is a competitive sport, but I just feel like when the competition's negative and the outcome is not positive, we need to take a step back. It's not real.
Well, I feel like it's more like they got a couple songs out, but I feel like more of it happens on social media through tweets and memes and things like that, that they're going more after each other directly on social
things
media.
Things get cooked up.
It's Trick all fingers it is. Turn to Twitter fingers, which is a great
Kanye versus Wiz Khalifa.
It's all a lot
of
it.
Yeah, but that's not rap beef. Kanye and Wiz is over a girl, and that's a
no,
specific
No. That's
girl.
Over a typo that he thought meant
song.
Kim Kardashian.
Yeah, sure. But it's a
Khalifa
but
Kush.
It was over a girl. They had like an underlying beef because of the Amber Rose. Like, obviously, Kanye felt some type of way because that's the first thing he went for.
Yeah. I wouldn't be surprised if women were at the center of most of these beefs.
I mean, they do share a lot of girls.
Or they'll drag him in. Like, they'll drag Nicki in. Like, anytime somebody attacks
the girls
him,
jump
they drag
in without even being asked.
Nicki in.
Like, Amber Rose just jumped in the last argument. Like, that's why Kanye likes fingers in his butt.
Yeah,
like,
but
well,
whoa,
she's a thot, so she does anything.
Whoa, nobody pulled you into
judge,
this.
I don't want to judge
she's
Amber
whore,
Rose,
anyway.
But I want to say that Kanye attacked Amber Rose in the tweets, and that's not just a girl at this point. This is Wiz Khalifa's baby's mother.
His ex-wife.
The mother
ex-wife.
Wife is great and everything, but once you have a child, that person has become off limit. You are the this is the person who my child cries to. I'm sorry. We have to fight at that point. You know what I'm saying? Like, I might not kill you for my girlfriend. I might not kill you for my wife. But for the mother of my child, I'm murdering somebody. For my child, I'm murdering someone. If you harm my...
I'm murdering my wife.
I just got pregnant. You know? Anyway.
I'm murdering for my wife. It's my wife.
It's your wife. Yeah, that's a whole nother...
Jail is full of people that murder for girlfriends and side chicks.
We didn't even talk about the Kid Cudi aspect, which is actually the point of the story. So
that he's in rehab?
At Kid Cudi, and people are really upset at it because they're like, Kid Cudi trying to get his life together. Why would you do that? And they're really mad at Drake for that.
He got more time now. He's not drunk.
You know what? Thank you.
Time to write.
Whatever he's rehabbing from, he got time to write. He said, that's what you do when you're in lockup. You see all the people in jail
scribbling
on the wall.
But he gets the difference between lockup and being in rehab, especially when somebody, because he's mentally, you know, not stable. So that could help send him in a downward spiral as well. And that's what people are worried about.
What I'm going to do is not comment on things I haven't lived through. I don't know about rehab, but I do know about time. And if you're cutting things out of your life, you have more time.
Wow.
You should be able to write something or contact someone who writes for Drake and have a good comeback.
I'm actually really disappointed that you said that because I wanted to say that. Thank you, Nate Jackson.
You're welcome.
That's real.
Before we move on, I have to point something out that you said. People do not go after Drake because he's light-skinned, because Ice-T was the lightest of all times and was one of the most hardcore people ever.
Was at a different time when the whole concept of light skin didn't enter the conversation at that time. Debarged it up in the later 90s. Like when Ice-T was making music, no one even thought to think that he was light-skinned. Like, that wasn't even a part of a conversation.
I just don't feel like that has anything to do with
until
what,
now. And now he's been a cop ever since. He's been a cop. He's been a cop in every single...
Ice Cube, Ice Tea. Any cold beverage name rapper is straight up being the pole poser.
Yeah.
All right. So, speaking of ex-wives, former Bull, Scottie Pippen, and his wife of 19 years, Larsa Pippen, are apparently heading for divorce, and some say the rapper Future is to blame.
Oh,
everyone's saying that right now.
Again, according to sources, Future and Larsa have been extremely cozy lately, and the reason being, in Future's words, possibly because Pippen did not give him an autograph or a picture when he was a young fan.
Yeah.
Police can't touch
the former couple have four children together.
Let me tell you about that grudge, though. And that's the type of grudge I would hold. Are you telling me since he was a kid, he has been holding on to this? And he's like, oh, that's something I would do,
that
though.
Is what like, sources are saying.
It depends on how hard Scotty curved him. And that's why you got to be careful. We're all stars in our own right, and we're all growing our careers, man. We got to be careful who we shun. Because you don't know who's going to turn into what.
People need to be careful who shun us. I'm going to say that real quick.
We'll say that now.
Yeah.
All right, shun.
Yeah, shun.
That's the thing. Like, Future and Larsa have been together. They've been spotted together. They got pictures together. They're out at events together.
Check this picture out.
I mean, clearly, something's going on. And Scottie Pippen had stepped out on Larsa with an actress or two.
Okay.
And so Larsa's filed for divorce and is smashing.
Okay, so this
Future.
Is the situation.
That
then.
Looks
we
very
can't even...
friendly. I can't judge that picture and say something's happening.
Future, look, there's some people.
Listen, before you say that.
That looks like love.
No.
Listen.
Look where her hand is placed.
No. Hey.
It is involved. Now go back to the other picture.
Yeah, that looks
her hand is over on her hip like, this my homeboy.
No. That looks like don't bring the blacks to the game. That's what that is.
Let me tell you something.
Don't bring blacks to the game.
Thing is, the background's so dark, I can't see if there's any other brothers or sisters in the back.
No, that's just him. And you know what? That one looks cozy. I picked the coziest looking one.
Yeah.
They have other pictures that aren't as...
We skipped Future over something that I need to bring up. Because you guys just said, and it has to
There's
do with Future.
There's black people in the back.
Listen, There's after you're done,
right
because
there.
You need
Somebody's
to hear
wearing
this.
That.
Those are oh yeah, I see him. I just see the silver and not the head. Listen, we're saying that this is Future to blame, but what you just said is that Scotty cheated on her with the actress. That's where it started.
Allegedly.
But
if
your marriage is secure, nobody can break that up. So this isn't Future's fault. Whatever the hell Scotty was doing left it open for Future to come in.
The man's fault. It's never the mistress and mistress's fault. She's going to do that with whoever. You can scribble Future out and insert new dude.
No. It could be the mistress's
fault. Insert another man.
It could be the mistress's fault. I saw that movie with... homeboy, who's the good-looking black gentleman?
Me?
No, Nate. The other good-looking black gentleman that's a... Man,
you,
he was just
you,
in a movie
you,
where he was with his
movie.
Wife and they brought...
More
they had the surrogate. It was called the surrogate.
Oh, yes. The When the Bow Breaks.
Yeah, When the Bow Breaks.
Yes, okay. Morris Chestnut.
Yeah, Morris Chestnut. Yo, that name, honestly, if he went a different way, he'd be a porn star. But that movie, like, the girl came in and
hilarious.
Then just kept going for it, and then, you know, it happened. It happened.
Insert any woman, I think. If your marriage is strong, can't nobody get into
and
it.
Maybe, and who's really talking about Future right now anyway, besides the whole, when you're not rallying around the Sierra situation. We haven't really even been talking about him. So maybe this is just another relevancy.
And Sierra just dropped her, she just dropped her charges against him. So,
yeah.
And changed them. So I think anything that keeps Future busy and out of the Seattle Seahawks business is a plus for the city.
For your city.
For my city.
We're not all from Seattle. Scottie Pippen
will be fine.
Still a Washington.
Scottie Pippen will be fine. He already has enough evidence to get out of his marriage without having to give her
half of his Larsa stuff. Was the one who filed for divorce. So she's going to clearly win a huge settlement. They have four children. And this is his second divorce. She's going to win a huge settlement and come off fine. The point
not
is,
if she's cheating.
She's not technically cheating once they've separated.
Yeah, they're separated and she filed.
So she's separated, filed, and then went straight with the Future, and they had been friends. So they're saying that that's not the root of the divorce, but that's like an ongoing temper flaring problem that might cause Scottie Pippen
if he can post a date their interactions, he'll be fine in court.
Not if she has all the stuff about him, which started all this.
Yeah, but if they're in court going, and then she, and then he, it'll and then always, she, then and then
usually
he,
court
like
will
nobody.
Side with,
the
so
woman.
Court will side with the woman and especially the mother.
Yeah.
So I'm not worried about Larsa or her financial situation.
Her future is
we'll
straight.
We'll see. Her future is fine. I mean,
her future's
he's got,
bright.
He's got a lot of championship money that he hasn't touched. And hopefully we'll see this
What's
play
the
out.
What's the age difference between these two?
137
Yeah, it's got to be because Scotty is like 3,000. Right?
Scotty's old. I mean, he's older.
And Future's what?
And she's good looking, and I don't see Scottie Pippen being a really good looking guy.
No, Scotty looks like the eagle on the front of the boat off the Muppets.
Rich. You're putting an eagle? I gave him horse. He's
Have you
like
seen
the
Muppets? The old man on the front of the boat?
Yeah.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Yeah, he looks like those old men or the eagle, Muppet eagle. We don't have a picture of it, but just imagine from your childhood.
Google it.
Yeah.
A Muppet Eagle.
Right, what do you think Scottie Pippen looks like?
Yeah, leave that in the comments below. Scottie Pippen looked like, this is how we want you to do it. Do it like young black children roasting in a recess yard. Blank blank looking ass. That's what I want. Scottie Pippen with his blank blank looking ass.
Wasn't there a song like that?
Yeah, there was a looking ass song. Yeah. That's what started all this. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to talk about this next story, number three. In more rapper news, Jay-Z will perform in Cleveland at a concert aimed to get black voters out to support Hillary Clinton. Reminiscent of his campaigning for Obama, Jay-Z is throwing full support behind the Democratic nominee. No details have been announced yet.
Yeah, he's doing a concert in Cleveland for Hillary Clinton. He did the same thing for Obama. The big thing with this story, in my opinion, is that Jay-Z is the best politician I know. Like, he picks the winner and then backs them and then has that clout.
Yeah.
And has that presidential clout. Because to get to the president of the United States, that's real.
Yeah.
Like, that's real power to me. And he has, like, a direct line to Barack.
He's always at the White House. I swear, them guys are always up there, ain't they?
Well, Beyonce sang at Barack's inauguration.
Yeah.
Like, they are very close.
Yes.
Now, furthermore, the story's not in here, but did you guys by chance see the footage of the cracking ass party they had at the White House?
Yes.
Just recently. And Beyonce
I'm talking
was
about
there, too.
Obama was hitting the folks and dabbing.
And Michelle had...
Was twerking in
she
the corner.
Had ass. Yeah. She had ass in that dress.
She had slaying. Nice
assets. The POTUS's wife.
Yeah.
The WOTUS.
POTAS.
So
that's good. Jay-Z, do your thing.
I mean, I'm glad.
Because ain't nobody doing concerts for Trump.
I like when artists, actually there are.
Yes,
but,
I was
going
to say.
Who?
I
mean, the Klan?
Yes.
But I like when artists get involved in politics because it is our civic duty. So I hope you all at home are also being involved, especially in this election.
I finally registered to vote in California.
Good. There you go.
Because I usually do all my stuff through Washington.
I still do
but
my
now,
stuff in Washington.
Yeah, because I care about my state.
I write in and write in.
Yeah.
So. You guys got to vote. Vote. If you can't vote, vote.
I'm going to ask Tehran, everybody I should vote for.
Most people don't tell you who to vote for, but please vote Hillary.
Yeah, that's the thing. Don't forget, every single state is voting for the representatives, and 34 senators are also up for re-election. So this is an important vote, not just for the president, but for everything else going on. You want some change?
And for
the
Supreme Court. Yeah, be the change you seek in your life. Story number four. Serial's Adnan Syed, whose podcast broke records and was the focus of his murder conviction, has officially lost a bid to be released from prison. The podcast casted doubt on the now 35-year-old Adnan's guilt over the murder of his girlfriend, Hyman Lee. I'm going to go with Hyman.
Ooh, Hyman.
Hyman Lee in 1999, for which he was sentenced to life in prison in 2000.
Yeah, that was a big deal. If you guys...
So let me break this down in layman's terms, because I did not know before the show. But essentially, Adnan Syed got sentenced to life in jail, and there was a podcast based around his trial, his sentencing, just his side of the story.
At like 17 or 18, by the way. He was like 18 years old.
Right. So he was a young man. And now there's been enough light shed on it that it has reopened the book on his
case. Because of this podcast. The podcast Serial came out, and it became a phenomenon. It became a podcast phenomenon, breaking in records. People are listening to the story of Adnan Syed and all these little loopholes and holes in the story and the prosecution and the prosecutor and judge actually granted, 6 months ago, granted Adnan a new trial. And now he's launching his release. So, I mean, this is off of a podcast.
Right.
That's you know what's crazy deal. About that? I feel like going to the public now is a big thing, just like making it a murderer on Netflix. It's like people are giving their side of the story. People are investigating the side of the story and people are in such an outrage. It's causing so much attention to this. And I feel like there's a lot of situations where maybe this can be done and used repeatedly to help other people get out of jail.
In Adnan's case, there were several pieces of information that the prosecution never turned over to the defense, and that's actually very much illegal.
Right.
And these are pieces that had the prosecution had or had the jury had at the time or had the defense had or their jury had, they may have not found him guilty. I mean, this is a very serious crime to sentence an 18-year-old, graduating high school student to life in prison is a big, and this is something that the prosecution has taken lightly, and we've seen cases like this. I mean, let's not even count the countless amount of people, especially black people who were being released from jails because of DNA evidence that's finally being done and turned over now.
Yes.
That existed at the time. And people, I mean, even the
there was a woman who just got...
Central Park 5 was a big deal.
That was big. Right. And then the woman, she just got arrested because it was like over 500,000 cases. She altered the DNA evidence.
She altered the DNA, the young lady. Yes. And she was actually
African-American.
A woman of color herself, which was crazy.
Yes.
And she was making it just so black people would go guilty.
Yeah.
And so this is a big thing. So I don't know if he did it or not. If you actually bring up a picture of Adnan Syed, please. He looks guilty. But
I'm not
even going to joke about that. That's I know a it's a joke. It's just pure joke.
Look, that's a murder.
Teron's playing.
I'm Middle Eastern. I can say a lot of stuff.
He's just kidding.
I'm not. He looked guilty. Like here, he looked innocent. But let's go to the other picture.
Like a guilty baker.
Guilty. Look.
Back to the guilty. He can make the hell out of a cupcake, but he's going to stab it after.
What?
He looks like Colagino a Bronx Tale.
Oh, that's a good one. He looks to me in that picture, he looked like the scapegoat. He was
looks like every black dude in Philadelphia right there.
You know who I thought that was behind him?
Who?
It's a comedian.
Rudy Maniscusco?
Oh, gosh.
I can't see that well enough to know.
Keisha.
Oh, Hunter
Matt? Yeah. Hilarious. So we'll see what happens, but it is very interesting that all this came about.
We shall see. Hopefully the podcast will set him free. Bars. Story number 6. Beyonce and Rihanna have...
Who's Beyonce?
Beyonce.
You don't know Beyonce?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's when Beyonce and Rihanna do things together. Beyonce. Oh, that's Beyonce. When the Beehive and the Re-Navy come together.
They never do anything together.
Except for Jay-Z. So Beyonce and Rihanna, backup dancer Shirlene Quigley from North Bergen, New Jersey, has been missing since Sunday morning, where she was seen at the Port Authority bus terminal in Manhattan. Rihanna and Missy Elliott have taken to social media asking their fans to help search for the missing dancer. They found her car. Midtown Dance Studio where she teaches.
Yeah, so this is an interesting story. This missing poster of her right there looking like she's popping a squat on some rock near the beach has been going super viral. Yes. Missy Elliott, Rihanna, a lot of superstars posting. Now, I don't know who this girl is. Shirlene Quigley? I mean, obviously, she's someone who's very near and dear.
Say it.
And apparently a very good person to these people. I don't know who she is. I'm not saying anything.
Okay.
She's missing. She's missing.
Okay.
Nate. So all I have to say is, if you've seen this person, if you know anything about her whereabouts, her father is taken to social media as well. Please contact authorities or contact someone. People are calling in all these miscellaneous New York authorities based on this because she was found at the last time she was seen was at the bus authority and everything. People just calling in miscellaneous false tips. Please don't do
that. Yeah, but you got to follow all the tips. Please don't give false tips.
Yeah, because you're wasting
time. I wish I could find her. She's beautiful.
She's a very nice, lovely... She can get it. Dog, she can get it.
I told you to say it already. I don't know why you were...
I was trying to hold it back, but why take her?
That's what they're looking for. They saw her at the bus station like, nah, she coming up off that.
And everyone's coming up with a theory. I'm thinking it's a boyfriend.
Yeah, ex-boyfriend or a stalker or somebody who just... wants uninterrupted her.
I don't know.
Because I think if you're at a bus station as well, too, it's hard to snatch somebody. So sometimes you'll go with somebody you trust or somebody that you know, and then you end up missing. That's why I say it's usually like a boyfriend or something like that.
Why is she at a bus station?
Especially since she had a car and her car was still at Midtown. I don't know. We don't know. Like,
maybe she went to go meet somebody.
Apparently she'd been
plenty
giving
of fish. You dating
erratic,
site.
She'd
you
been on a bus. Erratic messages.
I'll get on a bus and meet you there.
She's been giving off erratic messages to certain people too. So I mean, we don't know the full story, but it's very scary because you don't think people at a certain age, at some age, you think I'm not getting kidnapped anymore.
That's like some that's true shit.
She's grown. She's grown. Bite, kick, beat the heck out
but
of you.
No, but
to grab
they do snatch
big.
Grown ass people all the time. Especially, again, a lot of times when that happens, you knew the person or you trusted the person, so you willingly went with them. And then you never make it back right. out of the
situation.
That's
why they're like, oh, there was no forced entry and things like
exactly.
that.
Exactly. Yeah. Even when we talk about things like murder, people like always like murder, we think, oh, black guy in the hood. That's what the media says. Actually, the person most likely to murder you is probably in this room, like right now. In the room you are right now, you are 66%. Percent chance more likely to be murdered by someone you know.
Yeah.
By far. Like, not even close. Like, 70% of all murders is people in your life, friend, family, coworker.
Really?
Yes.
100%. So, that's
the
funniest
of people
thing.
Switching for that reason.
What do you mean?
Switching. Like, you kill somebody I know that you don't know, and I kill somebody you know that I don't know.
Oh, so we.
Completely a clean swap.
Yo, that's some psycho.
I've seen the movies about that.
I mean, yeah, I know what you're talking about.
But a lot of stuff is crime of passion, you know, saying that this is very well what that can be as well. What I'm hoping too, I mean, not selfishly, but for somebody, if they did kidnap her, that with all these celebrities, that maybe the greed will be like, well, look, I got a ransom for her since all you celebrities want to come together and now you guys drop the money and I'll give her back. I hope it's something where they can
right, but this is the thing. This is, and I,
that's true.
I'm not wishing this on anyone because I want them to find her, but it seems to me like it is a
done deal.
No, not I don't want to say done deal, but it seems like it's more often than not, like when it is a grown attractive woman, that it is a situation with the ex or some type of thing, like if I can't have you no one can mm-hmm. type situation, to where it's not a we just gonna find her walking around in
I hope
Brooklyn.
That isn't the case, but at the same time I have to be honest, I care because celebrities care, but honestly I don't know if I really care about the story. Like, a lot of people go missing, but because celebrities have focused on this one young lady, and we're not allowed to say this because it's not politically correct and it's not nice to say, but the truth of the matter is, if Rihanna and Beyonce and Missy Elliott didn't care about her, neither would we. And we have to re-examine that value that we have as well. Because honestly, she's pretty, but so are the other 100 missing women.
Right, but they're doing that because they have a personal relationship with her as a backup dancer. So, you know.
That's their friend. They know her.
Sure, I know.
Yeah, I mean, I can't.
She's not my friend.
Otherwise,
she's
they're
going to
turn
friend.
Their whole platform into just different missing people.
Which is on Instagram, I have probably posted, since I've had Instagram, maybe 200 missing kids stories. But,
you have?
And probably two adults,
Good
but the
you.
Missing kids.
Good
There's a lot
you.
Of missing kids, and I probably put up about 200 stories.
Good for you.
Since I've. But and I've seen a lot of people on my timeline putting them up. So, I mean, people are doing it. I didn't post this one, but I kept seeing it. So, you know.
They're going to find her. Hopefully she's alive.
That's what we hope.
I hope so, too. I hope you come home soon, Charlene.
I saw on a lighter note.
I need you to talk about this next door.
Okay.
Because I need to understand this next door.
Okay. So, I will just read it. I've been asked about this story no less than 25 times. We have 2 minutes to
Let's
break
do
this
it.
Thing down.
Okay.
We're good.
All I ask for as a member of the fraternity that is in question is the last word. Someone call 911 because Black Twitter is on fire with new videos showing members of Omega Psi Phi fraternity, the illustrious fraternity that I so dearly love, Q-Dog showing their asses for Harambe. Many are questioning the fraternity, which is known for their masculinity. Here's the clip.
Here's the clip, guys. I saw this.
I loved it. Oh, I want to be in the middle of that.
Those are all Q's, Nate?
Yes.
Those are all my frat brothers.
Do you know any of them?
No. I thought I knew that fat one right there that was struggling across the screen right there. There's somewhere, I think, in
I
the
just saw
deep
a butt.
South.
I saw a couple butts.
All right, you can stop it. Now, I'll assess it this way. If you are outside of the MPHC Greek situation, you're completely have no understanding of this. This is just a bunch of naked dudes to you.
Yes.
If you are inside of it, you can look at it and you'd be like, well, they are the Qs. If you are a Q, you'd be like, I get it.
What do you get? I need to understand.
Can I jump in and say this when I see
this? Are you not allowed to tell us what we get?
No, I can tell you exactly.
It's not about not getting it. Listen, when I've been arguing with people online about this because a lot of people are, and there's nothing wrong with being gay, but people are saying, oh, this is gay and this is crazy. Every Omega party I went to, their butts were out. There was nothing. It's just a part of the party. It's. I don't know.
We That's got nice butts.
They got nice butts. They're out. Like, I have so many pictures next to Omega ladies. Booties. I love it. I love when they get naked. I've seen Qs get full-blown naked. In the middle of the party. I love it. They're confident.
But why?
They don't care.
Why is that a thing? I mean, it's just inappropriate to me.
Is it inappropriate?
You call it inappropriate. We call it lit. It's yes. Outstanding. And that's what I'm saying. Like, this is literally this is the equation of you take a lot of machismo and masculinity, you take love for fraternity, and you take the presence of women, and you pour alcohol on thirst. This is what that is. This would get
so that didn't look like that didn't look like a room full of drunk guys. That looked like a room full of drunk
because
guys
they
were about to take their pants off no. and just dance around.
No. So this is what you have to understand.
There's hella women on the outside of the circle. It's all women.
Yeah, you can even hear them. You can play it back one more time. You're gonna hear them chanting. Oh,
play it back. Play it from where you are,
and then you will hear massive amounts of deltas whooping. It's earlier than this.
No. But this is it. Just.
No, listen.
I was seeing more butts.
They wouldn't even know.
Yeah. You hear that?
Sure.
Yeah, it's a lot of women there.
It's even at a certain point.
But why?
Listen. That's ladies. So and even around the outside of the party is women.
A lot of ladies go to gay bars. Just having ladies there doesn't mean it's not a...
You can stop the video.
It's not a homosexual activity.
But this is not.
It seems, from the outside, it looks very gay to me.
Okay, no one's touching... You don't see two dudes hanging on to each other. You don't see nobody butt cheek to butt cheek.
Sure.
They're all in unison. That is a choreographed dance. I don't know why they aren't doing more chants. There's even a brother humping the ground. That's an imaginary woman. Did they do too much? Yes. There's one that's literally, I was like, come on, Q. Like
it's not necessarily
like baby
doing too
oiled
much.
Up
it's
wearing
usually,
bicycle shorts.
It's
that
usually
was a lot.
Not seen
chances
like this.
Are, yeah, no.
It's usually not
this
seen.
This is not, yeah, it's not filmed. This is the end of a party. This is in the wee hours of the morning. The whole
it's
party
hot.
Happened. Everybody's been dancing. This is the end. People have moved to the outside of the party. Then the bros start hopping and stepping. So
this happens
this
often?
This is normal, yes.
At the end of every Q party. Absolutely.
Yes.
I don't know about butts being out like this.
I've seen them butt naked.
We're at the end of our broadcast, guys.
Yes.
Leave your comments at the bottom of the video. Tell me if you think that was gay activity or if you think that could potentially be just masculine fraternity energy with alcohol poured on it that women like Kenesha love.
I love the
bros. I've been Nate Jackson. Catch me on Wildin' Out. Teron Von Gosch.
I am Teron. All across social media. Please find me. Tell your friends. I need the Instagram followers. Follow me on Instagram and Twitter, please.
Follow
at IamTeron.
Bye. Kenesha Busta Bus. Kenesha
at
is
Mr.
comedy.
Mr. Nate Jackson. Kenesha is comedy. I am Teron.
I need to hear more about this cute thing.
We'll tell you later. Hit us up on social media if you need more.
From executives Kevin Undergaro, Dario Kristen, Tiana Hobson, and the entire BHL staff, we would like to thank you for supporting Black Hollywood Live, the first online broadcast network dedicated to African-American entertainment. For questions and comments, contact us. info@blackhollywoodlive.com. Like us on Facebook, tweet us, or Instagram us at BHL Online. And I am the official voice of Black Hollywood Live, Scipio, Instagramming, at KingXOBay. Thanks for tuning in. The views expressed here are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of BHL or its owners or principals.